Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, it's been a strange old show.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where someone's clearly just hit their head on a microphone now. Are you okay?
Sorry.
I'm concerned. Ouchies. That sounded really painful.
Sorry.
if Anna sounds a bit punch drunk during the next news bulletin at 7, then that's why.
Do you know, let's do it all in solidarity.
Ow.
Ow.
Ouch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
For the final time this week, let's give you a chance to get inked up and look well cool because you've got tats. I love that about you. And you've got one on your forehead, one on your shoulder, and one just above your builder's bum, which is really nice because there's three tats available. They're only temporary. You can rub them off. Although, we've not been given away long enough to know if they actually do come off yet, so...
Yeah, I think we should do two temporary, one permanent, and you have to guess which one it is.
Like Revels.
Yeah.
Oh, not the one on the forehead, no. Anyway, it is our rather snazzy show logo, so you can display us. You can be a walking billboard for us this summer as you bowl around. And to win them, what you need to do is enter the ink tank. This clip comes from yesterday's show. All you need to do is work out what's happening beneath the tattoo artist's gun, and we were talking about beaded seat covers in people's cars. Have a listen to this. Dave, I had a beaded seat cover in my car, but got rid of it after catching deep inside it.
Oh,
I was stuck in my car for an extra 5 minutes as I had to detach myself from the bead.
Oh, no, she did.
Oh, yes, Mike did. But what did Mike get caught in his beaded car seat cover?
Do not react.
Grow up. Although, you're not wrong. Was it A, his leg hairs, or B, his little Mike? A, his leg hairs, B, his little Mike. Your name and your guess, A or B.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where someone's clearly just hit their head on a microphone now. Are you
sorry.
Okay? I'm concerned. Ouchies. That sounded really painful.
Sorry.
if Anna sounds a bit punch drunk during the next news bulletin at 7, then that's why.
Do you know, let's do it all in solidarity.
Ow.
Ow. God.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, here we go. Join us on line one. We've got Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Come on, Craig. Join us. Bang your head on your own phone. Do it.
I bang my head enough at work.
Right, okay, fair enough. Craig, what do you do for work?
A car mechanic.
Oh, you mean so the back of your head on the thingy at the front, the bonnet, that's it. Sorry, that hurt more than I thought.
Yeah, I think you might be concussed.
Ouch. What an interesting live show we're going to have today. Craig is listening in the new Rayo app, so that's just wonderful. Now, Craig, just answer a question. Yesterday we were talking about beaded seat covers. Do you get a lot of beaded seat covers still coming into the garage nowadays?
You do see them every now and again. It's not that often. I have seen a few throughout my career, yeah.
Okay. And Mike, a listener yesterday, told us he got rid of his because he got what trapped in his beaded seat cover? Was it his leg hairs or was it his little Mike?
It was his leg hairs.
It was his leg hairs. Well done. You've got a strip of three Breakfast Show logo temp tattoos. Now, I believe you're already pretty heavily inked, Craig.
Yeah, I wouldn't say heavily, but I have a sleeve and a few odd ones on my calves and my arm. So,
okay, so where are you going to put me on your body, Craig?
I'm going to put you on my right arm next to my John Paul Jones Led Zeppelin tattoo.
Oh, Berry and Zeppelin side by side at last. Now, what I would love you to do, if you wouldn't mind, Craig, is I'd like you to tell the nation a story that I'm going to name it When Life Gives You Moly Lemons. Make tattoo lemonade. So, Craig, tell us about your first tattoo from Magaluf when you were 18.
So I was heavily intoxicated on a strip of Magaluf, and I have quite a large mole on my stomach. So whilst I was drunk, we decided to go into the tattoo parlour and get a stick man playing golf with the mole onto my stomach.
So you have a stick man with a golf club who's, like, putting your mole on your stomach?
Yeah.
I think it's the work of teenage genius. Yeah, I really do.
Tattoo artists and holiday destinations say to every customer, are you sure?
Can you please just sign this first, Craig? The Breakfast Show tattoos, they do wash off. Enjoy them. Thanks for tuning in the brand new app, Rayo. Craig, have a lovely day ahead. We'll speak to you real soon. Of course, around this time tomorrow, Ben Burrell will have your chance to win a Wickes gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you're listening on the main station, that is Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot. And the only reason I highlight that is I find it quite funny because I'm going to tell you all a story next that makes the idea of Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot, being played right now on the wireless very funny, particularly to a seven-year-old girl who's listening right now. All will be revealed. It's a bit cryptic.
Okay.
But first, well, it's the Social Ammunition with Glenn Moore. Glenn, what's going on out there?
Are you ready for our bad game show answer of the day?
Yes.
Great. Yay. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Michael Glasper tweeted, it's absolutely, and I cannot emphasise this enough, extraordinary. And he posted screenshots of a bad game show answer and I just had to seek it out. Now, this is from Tipping Point. Have a listen to this and see if you can get this answer correct. This is from a teacher.
At the Malta summit in 1989, which US president declared the end of the Cold War?
I should know this because I did A-level history.
It's the 1980s.
You're going to play it? Okay, great.
I'm debating between two. JF Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to go JF Kennedy.
JF Kennedy? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see if you've got the right one. We really need this. Was it JF Kennedy? George H.W. Bush.
Oh, so close. Because Kennedy, of course, died in 1963. Lincoln in 1865. But which one of them did it in the 1980s?
You know, not everybody can get through to the final of Pointless, Glenn, like you and I have.
It's a very smug situation that we're currently in.
Everyone could go home, look at their respective mantelpieces and see that little trophy. We can. But also, alongside that, I have been publicly shamed twice televised quiz shows. Once for Name an Obscure Country, and I said Finland. And then, of course, there was the maths debacle on The Weakest Link. So that person has my deepest sympathies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're not naming them. We are technically shaming them. But it's what I did like about that is that they didn't use the acronym JFK. They got halfway through the acronym and gave up. It was like TGI Fridays. No, keep going. It's TGIF. I feel bad. I forgot to mark Tom Cruise's birthday. Tom Cruise's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Tom. On the 4th of July. Tom Cruise is born on the 3rd of July. Uh-huh. But my favourite Tom Cruise fact is, can you guess what his most successful film is in the UK of all time? His most successful film.
No,
God. It's Austin Powers in Goldmember, which he features in for exactly 30 seconds.
Well, surely Top Gun Maverick.
No. In terms of cinema attendance, not revenue, but the amount of people who saw the film, it's Austin Powers, in which he plays very briefly Austin Powers. Speaking of which, his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, is responsible for the... not Gwyneth Paltrow. That's not his ex at all. That was Nicole Kidman. Gwyneth Paltrow is responsible for, I think, the greatest headline of the day. This is from the Daily Mail. I'm not going to reveal who it is, but this is the headline. Mystery celebrity who fled Gwyneth Paltrow's Hamptons home after suffering catastrophic diarrhea is revealed, as insiders claim the issues were not caused by Ozempic. I'm not going to reveal who it is, don't worry. And finally, look, a lot of people have complained about the England squad, Gareth Southgate being overly cautious. People have been saying that Gareth Southgate is so cautious, you know, he wears a seatbelt on the loo and that sort of thing. But I do respect him. But a clip has surfaced that I think shows just how cautious and potentially a bit vanilla Gareth Southgate might be. This is a montage of former Villa players talking about their favourite tipples on a night out, that sort of thing. This is Gareth Southgate's favourite.
Guinness, I like a drop of Guinness. The old pint.
I mean, during the week, I just drink mostly water and stuff like that.
Gareth, we'll be talking about it later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, I mentioned that there's a seven-year-old girl who it's so funny for me that she's hearing Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot. Mm. And that little girl is the hype beast Womble, executive producer Mark's adorable daughter, because we found out that she not only thinks that daddy's on the radio doing what he does, which is fantastic, but she also believes, set your emotions to stun here, that daddy over there, because he's the exec producer, he sings all of the songs that people hear as well. Give us the blast of Kaiser Chiefs.
I predict a riot.
Oh, there you go. Sound like him, yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
That is adorable.
So, honestly, she's been listening to the show in the car on the school run, and I think that's so sweet. And good morning, Lulu. And she thinks that Daddy sings all of the songs and then tells me what to say. And half of that is true. So, with that in mind, what I wanted to do on a Thursday morning was ask you about the charmingly ridiculous, the sweetly naive things that your kid believes right now or believes in the past to be a true fact. Now, the number's 8, 12, 15. If you're not a parent, then cast your mind back to when you were a kid, when you were a nipper. Maybe there was something that you believed and now it's so ridiculous that you thought such a thing, but there's a charm to it. Now, the number is 8, 12, 15, as I say. Come, join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
But right now, it's all about you seeing Stevie Nicks live in Hyde Park. What a gig it is going to be. As we once again play Don't Stop, you'll get 60 seconds on the timer. I will give you a topic, and then you need to talk on said topic for as long as you can without repeating yourself, hesitating too much, or going too far off topic. And joining us this morning on line one, fan of the main station, it is Mark. Hello there, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, Mark. Hello. And on line two, we have Will. Hello there, Will.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Very good. Hi, thank Will. You, Will. Also a fan of the main station. Mark, this is Will. Will, this is Mark.
Hello, Will. Mark. Good luck.
Okay, so Mark, we're going to be starting with you. So, Will, wait right there. I'm going to reveal your topic. I'm going to start the timer. Are you ready, Mark?
Yeah, okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
And your topic today on Don't Stop is restaurants. Your time starts now.
Oh, restaurants. You're talking to the right person, I am fat. But I like eating. I love all restaurants, fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, all of those. But now you get these new chicken ones. You get all the Louisiana chickens and all of those. I can't tell you too many because that'd be advertising. But to go to a good restaurant for a breakfast in the morning, can't beat it. A good full English, that's absolutely perfect. We have posh restaurants. We have fresh French restaurants. We have all sorts of restaurants. I do love a dessert. And I like the restaurants where they carve your meat right in front of you, because I could always say, I want a bit of everything, because I do love a nice bit of beef. But who doesn't? When you get your pudding and you get your nice Knickerbocker Glory, that's showing my age, or a lovely chocolate sundae, you just carry on. But what you have to do is you do have to end with a coffee con leche. You can't finish without a coffee at the end of the night, no matter if you've had a bottle of wine or anything.
And you're out! You're done! It's 60 seconds, yeah. Mark! Well done! I've got so much admiration for you saying you've got McDonald's, you've got Burger King, but I won't mention any brands because that's against the rules.
Sorry.
No, don't worry about that. Mark, don't worry about that, man.
No, they need the help, so.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard of McDonald's, you should go check them out. It's nice to help those little independents out, isn't it? Oh, I think so.
It's a pop-up. It's more of a pop-up,
yeah, more of
a,
yeah. Okay, Mark, you did 60 seconds. So, Will, it is all to play for. Your topic is, of course, also restaurants, and your time starts now.
Top restaurants.
Will, you're gone. That was your opportunity, and you've gone restaurants, and you've actually hung up on us, Will. So that means
that counts as hesitation.
Yeah, that does.
Ages.
Massive hesitation from Will, which means Mark, congratulations. I want to give you the tickets. Well done to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Also, you did the full 60 seconds, so it is only fair. It would have been tough to beat, but enjoy the gig. Thanks very much indeed for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon, and 10 weeks of tickets continues later on the Home Time Show with Bush and Richie.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. So after the hype beast Womble, executive producer Mark revealed to us all that his adorable 7-year-old daughter thought that he sung all of the songs that you can hear in the morning, which with 9 different playlists is no mean feat, let me tell you. We're talking about the charmingly ridiculous, sweetly naive things that your kids believe or believed, or maybe if you're not a parent, is there something that you believed as a kid that you want to share with the group at 8, 12, 15? And doing just that right now, we have Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Donna, hi, welcome Donna. Along to the show. So is this you as a child, or is it one of your kids?
My son, who's 21 now, he still remembers it.
Okay, so it's your son. He's 21. Can we name him before we shame him? What is his name?
Yeah, his name's Andrew.
Andrew, you just gave up the information so willingly then. Yeah, his name's Andrew. And this is his full address. This reworks. This is a list of his best mates. So what did Andrew believe for a long time when he was a kid?
When he was around 8 years old, he believed that our dog was in a little suit and he could unzip him and out would pop a being of some kind.
Okay, so what breed of dog was the dog in question?
It's a Cocker Spaniel, black, fluffy, working Cocker Spaniel. I don't know how he explained the teeth, I've no idea.
Right, so he thought he could unzip your pet Cocker Spaniel and a man would appear from within.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Did he try?
I think he looked many times, yeah.
Right, okay.
He was concealed zip.
Has this had a knock-on effect in his later life? Has he...
No,
he doesn't.
No, not at all.
He doesn't work at Disneyland or anything. Dressed... No, okay, fine. Okay. Donna, thank you for sharing with the group. Send our love to Andrew. We'll speak to you real soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nice
Bye.
One. Cheers, Donna. And now we cross the line to where we have Ruth. Ruth, what's the charmingly ridiculous, sweetly naive thing you believed as a child?
Well, you see how it is. When your dad tells you that things are gospel, you have to believe them, don't you? Because dads don't lie.
What a great in. And that is one of the great pleasures about being a dad. When your child gets to around 3 or 4, you can start to tell them nothing but lies that you know they're going to believe for ages. And I love it. So what did your daddy tell you, Ruth?
Well, the fact is that light bulbs don't expel light out. They just suck the darkness in. That's why when you open the curtains at night, the black is stuck to the window.
Wow, he was a very profound poet of a man, your dad.
Absolutely.
Light bulbs don't shine light. They suck the darkness in.
And the higher the wattage, this is where it gets really strange, the higher the wattage, this means the white, it looks so much brighter, is because the higher the wattage, you can suck more darkness in.
Wow.
It's also really written in history. It's like J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah, it's our whole world.
I'm really late. You've shamed me. My stories are so flimsy. They really are flimsy compared to this well-researched scientific poetry.
Because also, I know he's wrong, but I don't know how he's wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have we ever proved
it's
it the other way around?
It's absolutely plausible.
What happened to you say that, Ruth, but can I just ask, you don't still believe that now, do you?
No, I don't. When I switch a light off, and the darkness escapes again, because he told me that too. And sometimes I think, you know?
Yeah. I think the whole nation will now, Ruth. I think you've really struck upon something. Thank you ever so much for sharing this profound, charmingly ridiculous, sweetly naive story, Ruth. And thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you soon.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave, my daughter thought that sharks actually swam around making the noise. Andrina in Nottingham.
They'd be rubbish predators. I keep scaring them away. Curse this alarm.
Curse this alarm. That's a good name for a daily podcast. Dave, when I was little and I first heard about Sky TV becoming a thing, I thought they meant they would actually be projecting TV onto the sky so everyone could watch it as they went about their daily business. Oh. Love the show from Sam from Braintree. That is charmingly ridiculous and sweetly naive. It certainly is. Dave, when I was a kid, I genuinely believed there was a little secret door on the side of the radio where the bands went in to sing their song. Then they came out. So, well done, Oasis. That was excellent. Nicely done, Jimi Hendrix, you're a legend. Good song there, Wet Leg. No, not you, Gun. You stay there.
So wait, all the bands were really small? And climbing into your little radio. Yeah. Right, okay.
If you're just joining us, by the way, this whole thing started because it's so charmingly ridiculous, but the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark's daughter, who's 7, thinks that he sings all of the songs that you hear between the talky bits, or are we between the songs?
I don't know which one I believe more. Yeah, I think the tiny bands going into the radio. When John Lennon said we're bigger than Jesus, you're not, mate, you're tiny.
Hello, my niece was a keen gamer and a new game that she really, really wanted was being marketed as available in autumn. So she asked me, Uncle Keith, when is the first of autumn?
Oh. Aww.
Morning team, I told my daughter she was the baby in the Teletubby's son when she was about 5 years old and she grew up believing it was her. It's only when it came up in conversation in her late 20s I had to fess up to the long-standing lie. She was gutted and I don't think she'll ever forgive me. From Nikki in Blackpool, I am not surprised.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I used to believe that at midnight on Christmas Eve, animals could speak for 1 second. I
like the Purge.
I used to stare at my Labrador every year, hoping he'd just say a quick hello. That's so cute, isn't it? Charmingly ridiculous, though. Right, let's move on, shall we? I said it was billed as a very special Beat the Intro, and that's what it is, because we have got a quarterfinal of the Euros 2024 special. Yes, we are going to play Beat the Intro with national anthems.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to play you four. All of these nations are through to the next round, to the current round of the Euros.
Okay.
Now, you'll get a point for the name of the nation and you'll get, I don't know, a trillion points for the name of the national anthem. It makes no difference.
Okay.
Anna, this gives you a chance because, you know, you've not been doing great in the traditional Beat the Intro.
But you know your stuff. Do well in
you're this. A well-travelled person.
True.
The only danger for you is that Glenn is genuinely the kind of individual who, bored on a train journey, decided to learn all of the national anthems just for laughs.
Well, that's just someone of good Pro Evo 2005 knowledge, isn't it? That's all it is.
That's all it is. Okay, so here is your first national anthem. I hope you're playing along where you are. Many of you will already have it.
Glenn. Switzerland.
Is incorrect. Oh. Anna, would you like to have a guess?
Should I just have a guess?
Shall I play a bit more?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here it is again. This is just the intro, remember. It's good, isn't it?
How about the Netherlands?
Is incorrect. Oh. That is Le Marseillais, the national anthem of France.
Not. I thought it started with All You Need Is Love.
Okay, 0 points. Nil pois. Here
oh
we
my
go.
God. Glenn, I'm going to go with Germany.
Oh.
And if it's Germany, then it's, oh my God, Deutschlandlied.
I don't think that's a good guess.
It's incorrect. Oh. So, Anna, you get a chance.
Spain?
It is, of course, Istiklal Marsi, the national anthem of Turkey.
Oh.
Glenn got that from my pronunciation. Very sweet man. Okay, up next, this one. Of course, Turkey playing the Netherlands on Saturday.
Glenn, I think it's the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Is incorrect.
Oh, my
Anna.
God!
Gonna have to just guess.
Yeah, you are 100%.
Switzerland
is incorrect.
Man, this is
La Marcha Real. Spanish, Espanol.
Why are they singing? It hasn't got any lyrics. The Spanish one. The Spanish one is the only one. It doesn't have any words. Oh,
you're not blaming the producers who spent ages putting these together. Okay, and finally.
Glenn, Portugal.
Is correct.
Yeah!
Ronaldo! I'm crying like Ronaldo that you got one of them right. That is, you missed three penalties in a row and it's called at the end.
Yeah,
it's so Ronaldo. What's it called?
Welcome to Portugal.
It's called A Portuguesa, so I'll give you a trillion points for that. Well done, everybody. Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for you to get a shout out just after 9 a.m. And of course, every single Thursday here on The Breakfast Show, the way in which you earn said shout out is by taking part in the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. So I've taken a snippet from nearly the end of a song from the Absolute Radio playlist. In this case, it's from Absolute Radio Noughties. Explore all things noughties in the free Rayo app. Can you identify the song? Well, you can have a shout out. And here we go. Glenn's nodding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Proudly. Only because I couldn't get the last one to save my life when it was Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, it was Fall Out Boy last time out. Also a naughty song. Here we go, one more time. He knows it like he knows the Portuguese national anthem. So who is it? I want your names, your answers, where you are, so I can give you that shout out. I'm going to play it one more time. Send it all along to 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So here it is, the nearly the end of the working week music quiz and your opportunity to earn a shout-out. I took a snippet from one of our playlists. In this case, it was Absolute Radio Noughties. Get involved via the free Rayo app. Could you identify this song as we played you a tiny little bit from very nearly the end? Glenn, would you like to do the honours?
It's Coldplay the Scientist.
It is Coldplay the Scientist. Glastonbury headliners, of course. Blew everyone away. Congratulations to Jacko and Glenno from Sunny Donny.
I might take that on board as a name.
Glenno.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
With Anna Geary and Glenn O'Moore. It's quite Irish.
Yeah.
Also, well done to John and Tam cleaning manholes in Edinburgh. Lucky men. Emily from Worthing, who would like to shout out her BD girls, Daryl and the staff working brekkie at the Bell in Southend. Sarah in Northamptonshire working from home. Rob walking across London Bridge to the office in glorious sunshine. Connor and the sales ladies in Lebus in Scunthorpe. Sharon on the way to build up the RHS Flower Show. Jason and Captain Rimmer, the decorators from Wallingford. Johnny out walking the dog Ponza along the beautiful Aberdour coastal path, and Bernard in Penrith. And get this, Bernard texted into this competition to tell us it was Coldplay the Scientist, despite having a broken collarbone and 9 broken ribs.
Oh, my God.
Put the phone down, yeah. Bernie, and relax, will you? And, of course, nearly the end of the working week music quiz. We'll return to The Breakfast Show next Thursday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, if you're just joining us, throughout this morning's show, like since about 7:15 a.m., we have been sharing the charmingly ridiculous, sweetly naive things that kids believe. And I'm just going to squeeze one more in before the end of the show from Sharon in Leeds, who says, Dave, I used to think that there was a little man in the photo booth in Woolies taking your picture. Isn't that just lovely? Okay, here we go.
5 players, 5 grand with Wix.
Yes, it is time once again for 5 players, 5 grand with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find everything you need for your next project, including decking, sleepers and trellis panels at wix.co.uk. And joining us right now on line one is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, Dave. Good morning, mate.
How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad, you?
Excellent. Very well. Thank you for asking. So welcome along to the show. What you're about to do is try and match five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team. I'm going to spin the random player generator. We're going to find out who you're playing alongside.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It is Glenn Moore.
Good luck.
There he goes. Peter carries him out. Always so moving to see. Steve, are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, here we go. So, Steve, as you're aware, I'm going to give you five first names. You just need to give me a last name that you hope makes up the name of a very popular footballer. But it can be a footballer from any league or tournament in the world from any period in history. And you've got to hope that Glenn gives me the same five surnames, because if he does, you can have £5,000 to spend in Wickes. Okay. Your first name this morning is Rio.
Ferdinand.
Yeah. Darren.
Bent.
My pal.
Yeah. Lovely Darren Bent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen. O-W-E-N. Owen.
Hargreaves.
Yeah. Neil.
Ruddock.
Neil the Razor Ruddock. You know him, Anna?
No, I don't know.
No, okay, fine. I'd like to ask him. Been on those charity golf days with a lot of these people. And finally, Steve, the name is Gordon.
Banks.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's a great set.
Yeah, that's really good.
Of five players' names. Yeah. It is, you know, Steve, I think you could be... You could be, if you don't win the gift card worth £5,000, I think it's going to be very, very close. So stay right there, because Glenn O'Moore is in play next.
Five players, £5,000 with Wicks.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players, £5,000 with Wicks.
And so Glenn is now back in the studio. He's ready to play and win Steve £5,000 worth of Wickes gift card goodness. Steve, you ready for it?
I am indeed.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Glenn.
Yes.
Think of footballers.
Uh-huh.
And think of one whose first name is Rio.
Ferdinand.
Absolutely right, yeah. Darren.
Ben.
Correct. That's sitting next to Anna, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't shut up about him.
Owen.
Hargreaves.
Is correct.
That's good.
So, just two remaining.
Okay.
And the first of the two is Neil.
Razor Ruddock.
No, it's right. Absolutely right. Well done. Just want to mix up a little bit there, Glenn.
Correct. Terrifying.
So,
oh my gosh.
Neil the Razor Ruddock. Steve, there's just one more player's name.
Nervy.
What would you do with £5,000 to spend in Wickes, Steve?
I've just moved into a house with my partner, so it would go on decorating, which would be a great help.
Oh, cool. Congratulations on the new
Thank
home.
You.
And yes, it certainly would be.
Yeah.
Just think about Steve.
Don't guilt trip me already.
What's your partner's name, Steve?
Lucy.
Lucy.
Oh, she sounds nice.
She is. Lovely Lucy. That's what they call her, is Steve.
New house.
In their house,
yeah.
With no floors and walls, no trellis, no garden. We want to change that for them. And the name is Gordon.
I can only think of one, so I hope this is right. Gordon Strachan.
Gordon Banks.
Oh, my God, of course.
Steve, it was lovely having you on the show. Send our love to Lucy, and thank you for tuning in. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, you've given a listener the money before. Many times before.
Yeah.
It's fine, it happens. That is five players, £5,000. And that's why we're going to be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go, it's 0330 123 12:15.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Thursday, the 4th of July. We are done here on The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. Of course, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app. Just search Rayo in your app store. And of course, the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast is going to be available in about 5 minutes. And its name will be When Life Gives You Moly Lemons, Make Tattoo Lemonade. So Leona Graham's going to be here next. She will have the Tea Break Trivia plus the details that you need to enter that competition that everybody's talking about, where tomorrow we will give somebody £275,000. So I'm off tomorrow and next week. Ben Burrell is in the hot seat. Treat him well. So as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.